Good afternoon, Laurier. This is DJ Hacksaw. I have taken over Radio Laurier for a little while now. We're starting the Bravo Sierra Hour early because unfortunate events have occurred where the previous hosts couldn't make it because, you know, university. So with me in studio today is a Golden Hawk of Golden Hawks. He is a Laurier track star. That's right. He's a freaking star, at least in my eyes. And he's a fellow Wilson Hollerez. It is Raheel. Raheel, you don't say anything, buddy.
Raheel, what's going on, guys?
Come on, you're making me sound like I'm talking to my freaking self here. I'm not that crazy. Come on.
Come on, man. I'm here. Don't worry about it.
All right. So what the hell got you into running? I mean, you're not the tallest guy in the world, but you seem like you can run a lot. So what the hell got you into running?
So when I was in elementary school, I used to play a lot of tag and, like, manhunt with my fellow classmates. And I would, like, catch everyone, and I would always have good stamina, right? So in grade four, I also tried out for the track team, and turns out I was good at it, so I just continued from there.
And now you're on the long-distance team and also the indoor track team, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
Jeez, so freaking formal. You're on the radio. It's my show, man. You know me. You don't have to be so formal. That's like you're talking to me in a regular conversation.
Yeah, dude, don't worry, man.
Don't worry. It's me. I'm a goofy guy. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
So you went to – did you know the headphone disco last night?
Yep, I went to the headphone disco. It was quite hectic. There was a 2-hour line to get in. Everyone was quite drunk as well, so you know how it is.
Oh yeah, what was the big thing that was done? Like, why is it so popular? Do you know?
I feel like that in all week it was quite popular, and like it was just like it had a good word out from like the upper year students. So I guess all the first years went and they loved it, so they wanted to go again and have that hype, you know.
Oh, yeah. Now, did you like it? I mean, I know you're a single guy. That's right, ladies. Fucking single athlete. And he's ready to go out there and have a good time. So just please let this guy have some love. So what did you do at the, you know?
Oh, you know, just the regular, just danced and, like, you know, had some fun for a couple hours. The event ended at 2 a.m., so, you know.
Did you meet anyone there? You know, any women? You know?
No, not really. You know, just with the friends and stuff.
Now you've got a couple guys that you know in Wilson. You and me, you know, we're good buddies. But you've got a roommate, Sham, great guy. What do you think of him?
Oh, he's a great guy. You know, I went to high school with him. I've known him since grade 9. He's been one of my closest friends for a while. And basically, we decided we'll room together, and he's also looking for someone, so here.
Okay, so you got two very valuable single men living in Wilson. Sham, he works out a lot. He's very jacked. Raheel, he's the fastest man alive, lots of endurance. So ladies, hit him up. Hey, I'd like to take a quick selfie really quick, just as I like to have freaking photos on the Bravo Sierra Instagram of everyone that comes on. That looks horrible. There we go. Looking fabulous. Come on. Never trust an iPhone camera, people. It's crap. So, anywho, so you aren't really a big party animal, but from what you've seen at Laurier, what are some of the crazy party stories that you know as a, you know, because I'm sure as an athlete, you know, you got team parties and whatnot. So are there any sort of team party experiences, you know, after you finish a huge event, you go out and celebrate? Are there any crazy team parties that you have been to that have been like, whoa, what is going on here?
So, like, the team parties we have is, quite tight-knit. Like, it's only for, like, people on the team, so it's not as, like, wild, but it's still pretty fun. But the most crazy party that there's been is, during O Week, when, when there was a big party on the street, and, like, the cops had to come, and, like, everyone was on the street, and they had to go away, and the cops shut it down.
Was that on Ezra?
That was on Ezra,
I feel like I was there for that.
Yeah.
I do not remember exactly,
yeah, there was, like, a trolley there, too.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I do remember that one. So now for the track season at Laurier, what do you generally like to do for the track season at Laurier? How do you prepare for a general meet?
Okay, so basically every week we have 3 workouts a week. And then the rest of the 3 days we have like easy runs or long runs. And then there's one rest day of the 7 days. So you're running 6 times a week. So basically that helps prepare us, you know?
Yeah, so generally if there was someone, you know, someone new to Laurier and they want to join a sport, what would you say they need to join running? Like, what do they need to have? Like, do they need to be running every day like you are, or do they need to...
Oh, yeah, you gotta be fit from the start. So I'd say just keep training from high school and just carry that endurance over to university and just take it from there, you know?
So would you say that, say someone like me, I did not train a lot in, you know, long distance running in high school. Would someone who didn't train at all in high school, maybe is fit, but, you know, not a lot of long distance running experience, could they join the team, or would they be like, hey, no?
I'd say maybe like first train on your own, increase the endurance, and then slowly increase your mileage, go from there, get fitter, and then I'd say probably like a good year of training, you should be pretty fit for like joining a varsity team.
And which do you prefer, like the indoor stuff that you're doing now, because I know you have a race tomorrow at UT, but which do you prefer, the outdoor stuff or the indoor stuff?
I actually enjoy both, but I think I would like cross country a bit better, just because you know, it's a different trail every time where you race compared to like track, where it's like the same track all the time.
Right. And would you say that it's not just, you know, running, but it's also enjoying the scenery, or is it just, you know, I thought I'd win this race?
Yep. When you're in pain, you can't really enjoy the scenery, you know?
Yeah.
So just like, you know, just get this over with as soon as possible.
Now, I've heard a lot of runners talk about that, you know, runner's high. It's like running like 2, 3, 4K, and all of a sudden it's like, I don't feel the pain anymore.
Yeah,
what's that like? Could you describe that for us?
Oh, it feels amazing. So basically, like, you know, if you're running the first 2, 3K, you feel kind of tired, kind of slow, kind of sluggish. But as you keep running, you just feel better and better. And you just don't feel the pain anymore, you know? It just goes away and you just become like that. Like, that's where the fitness starts, and that's how you keep getting fit.
And where's that sort of moment in time for you? What sort of kilometers do you have to run in order to hit that for you anyways? Because I know you've probably trained 1,000 times more than most people.
Probably like when I hit like 3K. Yeah,
nice.
The 30 kilometer mark. It feels nice, and they're like, yeah, I can keep going.
So what's the farthest you've run?
The farthest distance I've run is 18 kilometers so far.
18 kilometers?
18 kilometers.
So that's like here to maybe, I don't know, almost halfway to Cambridge.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah.
Whew. So, yeah. Man, that's tough. I mean, in the Army, we do maybe 5, 7K runs, you know, just in the morning, which still sucks.
Yep.
Because you're waking up at 4:30 or whatever, you know, you're running.
Oh, yeah.
7K. No one likes the guy that falls out because then you got to loop back. But running 18K.
Yep.
What mindset do you have to be in order to, you know, run 18 freaking K?
Honestly, you gotta know why you're doing this. You're like, I want to get better. So, you know, you have to put in the work, right? Not everything comes like for free. You just got to put in the work, the effort, and then you get good results out of it.
So I take it there's not a lot of then, you know, relaxation time for you. Like, I know we said you would run 6 days a week, but, you know, there mustn't be a lot of time for you to go out and just hang out with friends.
Oh, yeah. Usually, like, the weekends, you know, when I'm not racing, it's a good time to just like relax, maybe party, things like that.
So are you a big party animal, or do you just sort of lay back and watch Netflix? Is that your party?
Like, I prefer like partying, but like the thing is that like with team practices in the morning, it's pretty difficult because we have practices 6:30 in the mornings, right? So like 6:30 a.m. or like sometimes 8 a.m. So it's kind of hard.
Right. And it's, I imagine you're not really enjoying yourself at freaking 6 a.m. when the coach says, all right, kids, we're running 10K today.
Yeah, like running that early in the morning, that much kilometers is very, very painful.
Yeah.
It's not enjoyable.
I can imagine. So I'm just going to do a couple shout-outs really quick because it is the new year and I'm sure lots of people missed us. So thank you to everyone who follows us on Instagram and Twitter. We love all of our followers very much. But right now, we're still waiting on a lot of new people to follow us. So shout out to Alexandra Kleinman. You were one of our first followers. Shout out to one of our fellow radio shows here, Richard's Ringside Radio, very fundamental hockey show here. That's pretty good. And shout out to one of our first followers, Jeff Fellows. So thank you all for listening. We love you guys a lot, and we're always needing more followers, so talk to us, to your friends, family, the guy you meet at a bar one night. Yeah. Speaking of going to bars, you should come to my stand-up on Monday.
Oh, yeah. How did the comedy show go, right? Didn't you have a stand-up comedy?
Yeah, I did some stand-up at Wilson on Monday, and it was great. Got 50 or 60 people out and got a few laughs. So, you remember the sprinkles story that I told you?
No.
You don't know the sprinkles story?
Share it, man.
So this is a story. Most of it's true. So it's the day after my 19th birthday. And, you know, as you do when you're 19 for the first time in Canada, you go out drinking because 19, legal drinking age in Canada. So I've learned that when you go drinking, you should usually go out with a battle buddy. You know, someone who's going to watch your back, make sure you don't do too much stupid stuff. My battle buddy was my cousin Mac, who I love to death. He's a phenomenal human being. He's in Australia right now, actually. Have you ever been to Australia?
Nope.
I've always wanted to go to Australia. All right, quick pause to the story. Where do you want to go in the world? Three places you want to go in the world right now.
Okay, so, of course, Australia, number one. And then probably, the Northern Europe, like Sweden, Finland,
happiest
Denmark,
place in the world.
Yep. And lastly, probably, Dubai.
Why Dubai?
I was born there, and, I haven't been there for a while, so.
Okay. You were born in Dubai?
I was born in Dubai, and then I came to Canada when I was 2 years old.
I knew you were Middle Eastern, because I'm looking at you right now. You look Middle Eastern. But I didn't know freaking Dubai. That's pretty sweet.
My background's Indian.
Oh.
Yep.
It's cool. I dated a girl from India for a little while. She wanted to get married after 2 months. Not a good relationship right there, buddy. Not a good relationship. I think I told you about that one.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Not. Gentlemen, do not get married if you're 18. When you're 18, you got two heads and only enough blood to run one at a time. Never a good idea to get married when you're 18. Or marriage. I'm not going to say marriage in general is bad because it's not. However, if you are getting married, just know that what you're getting into, because right now marriage is the divorce rate is through the roof.
Oh yeah, didn't you say it's something it's 50% or something? Yeah.
50% for normal people and then 60% for military people. So it's people still get married for some reason. I understand why, you love the person, but it's 50% of the time, it's is this the line to lose half my stuff? All right, sweet, let's do this. I mean, come on, guys. Gotta step up your game. Find someone that you actually want to spend time with and marry that person. Jeez.
Yeah. You need to really know the person, not 2 months, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a bad decision.
Exactly. She was crazy. Then another time, I dated this girl. I told you about her, too. She was bisexual, and it's whatever, you know, I'm a very open-minded guy. It's whatever. So, but it was great because whenever we'd go to the mall shopping, she might catch me, looking around, and I might notice a cute girl, and it's oh, she's cute. Then my girlfriend would be like, who are you looking at? Why are you looking at her? And it's have you seen her? She's like, actually, yeah, don't worry. We could do something with me, you, and her. It's all good. I was like, oh, sweet. But yeah, back to the sprinkle story, because that's where we started off this escapade of where we want to freaking visit and whatnot. And girlfriends that want to have sexual relations with you, her, and another girl, which is no. But yeah, anywho, I'm out drinking with my 19. Well, I'm 19. My cousin's 20. Matt, great guy in Australia. He is 6'4", 140 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, big guy. Big lie. I am 5'7", right now I'm 150 pounds, but normally I was walking around at 135 back then.
Mm.
Small guy.
Yep.
Now, we looked in those cartoons where you got, the big sort of henchman who's an idiot,
mm-hmm.
and then you got, the small sort of mastermind, what are we going to do today? And then you got, the henchman's oh, I don't know, boss. What are we going to do today? That was us. That was us walking into a bar. Anywho, I tried to go shot for shot with my cousin that night. Not a good idea, just because, he does outweigh me by a lot. And I mean a lot. So I tried to go shot for shot with him. We wound up at this bar called the Black Badger in Cambridge.
How do you get that far?
Well, I was living in Cambridge at the time.
Oh, okay.
So that's how we got that far. So we wound up at the Black Badger in Cambridge, and I was very, very drunk at this time, off my rocker drunk. I was sitting in the bar stool just sort of waving back and forth, this is no bueno. This is not good, senor. But yeah, so I was very drunk, and my cousin left for 5 minutes to, hit on a girl or take a leak, I don't know, something like that. And so I'm sitting there on the bar stool, just minding my own business. I'm thinking things why doesn't glue stick to the inside of the bottle? Think about that for a second. Why doesn't glue stick to the inside of the bottle? It sticks
material.
I guess. Drunk me couldn't put that together, though,
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just sitting there alone with my stupid thoughts, and all of a sudden a girl comes over to me. And I'm thinking, you know, sweet, this is Donna Dodd. She was cute, you know, she was blonde, very pretty, blue eyes, you know, big personality.
Yep.
And so she starts talking to me. And I think, sweet, usually I have to start flirting with girls, so this is going good. So then she buys me a beer. I'm thinking, sweet, we're reversing gender roles in 2018. Everyone's happy. You know, very progressive. So then we start flirting. Then she says, hey, how about we take this outside? I'm thinking, okay, late birthday present. Let's do this. So then we go outside. There's an alley beside the bar, and we start making out, as you do. Now, I am very drunk at this time, so I have no idea what to do with my hands. So I go to start playing with her hair. And, you know, all of a sudden her hair starts moving. I think, that's not normal. So I open my eyes as her wig falls off.
Oh, no.
I think you know where this is going. So I open my eyes. No. I see a buzz cut like what I have.
Yep.
Scruff like what I have when I don't shave for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And it was no bueno. My cousin comes out at that moment and he sees me making out with a dude with breast implants, which is hilarious to start off with.
Holy.
He takes a picture and says, Quinn, I always knew you were straight with a sprinkling a day in there. It was hilarious, granted, now that I look back at it, but it's like not the type of story you want to have when you're drinking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think that's a good rule to
drink
have.
Drink carefully.
Drink responsibly, guys. I learned that the hard way. Drink responsibly. Are you recording me right now?
No.
You're recording me right now, you little... Oh, you're listening live?
See how it works.
This is freaking meta. Raheel's listening to Radio Laurie on Radio Laurie. What? This is just... Hey, what's that song you wanted to hear?
Mo Bamba.
How do you spell that? Mo?
M-O-B-A-M-B-A.
The amount of swearing in this. It's going to sound horrible if I play it.
Clean version.
Yeah, the clean version. But the line... There's one line that says... Oh. FSB. That's all it says. Like, it's censored, so it says OFSB. That's literally all it says. I do not know if I can play this on air with in good conscience. I'll see, but if I get in trouble for this, I'm blaming Raheel. It's on record right now. I'm recording this podcast right now. People can listen to it after we finish at RadioLaurier.com. Hey, so I want it to be on record. If you do not hear a broadcast next week, it's because I played this song. I tried to play it clean. I tried to play it clean, everyone, just for the record. But this is Raheel's idea. So this is Mo Bamba. I'm going to try...
Clean version.
Clean version, yes. I'm going to try and play it for all of you, and hopefully I don't get taken down. And hopefully it'll actually play, because we've been having music issues all day. Who doesn't love music issues? I think someone's messing with the buttons earlier today. DJs tend to do that sometimes. We like to press buttons, and I'm also trying to play this off of YouTube, which is going just as well as you think it is. And then Heel's giving me this look like, Quinn, you moron, what are you doing? Anywho, while we're experiencing technical difficulties...
Don't worry, you're not the tech guy.
Oh, no, I am not. I was tech guy all through high school, so I should be a tech guy, but I'm an army guy. Stereotypically, we're not that smart, right? Speaking of which, we had a good conversation on the way over here, actually. We talked about education. Do you remember that?
Yep.
What were you saying about, like, street smarts versus, you know, regular
smarts? Yep. Yeah. Yep, I was saying that you need a good balance of both. You know, you just can't be, like, locked up in a room just studying all day, getting that 12.0 GPA. You need to, like, experience the world because... Overall, like if you're on the street and you're given $1, I don't think that person could survive a day on the streets, right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying you need a good balance of like knowing what's like.
Yeah, like
what's good in
like
the world.
You would you say you have a lot of street smarts or like a fair amount or like you know diddly squat?
Like I'd say I'm not like super street smart. I'd just say like you know pretty average.
Yeah, like you know how like you could survive if you went to Compton.
Yep. Yep. Maybe we'll see if I don't get shot.
Yeah. Actually, there's this funny thing. There's a freaking comedy club down in the U.S. It's called Crackers.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Alabama. And in Alabama, the whitest place in the world, they have a comedy club called Crackers. I'm just praying that guy doesn't open a comedy club in, I don't know, Compton. Like, okay, here's how it went for naming Crackers. What do we name this comedy club? I don't know. Look around. Crackers. All right, so he's in Compton now. All right, what do we name this comedy club? I don't know. Look around. Some people thought I was actually going to say that word. I will never say that word. First of all, I'm white, so you really can't say that word when you're me. Second of all, it's just a bad word in general. So, and I'm on air, so, you know, stuff you say on air. Let's see if this music lecture works now, because music is my enemy and my friend at the same time. And, of course, it's loading again, because, you know, why would technology work with us?
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, tell us about this race coming up you got.
So this race, like you said, is being held at University of Toronto. So our bus is leaving 8 in the morning.
Oh, fun.
And we're coming back nighttime, so we're going to be there for a while.
Like, what time at the night? Like, 10, 11?
Probably like 8 p.m. or something.
Okay, so it's not 8,
9 p.m., yep. And then I'm racing the 1,500 meters.
So you usually run an 18K, but now it's like 1,500 meters.
So here's the thing. Cross country, it's like anywhere from 8 kilometers to 10 kilometers, while track races are like there's sprints and there's longer distances, but the longer distances are 1.5K to 3 kilometers.
Right.
So the longest distance you can do in indoor track is a 3 kilometer.
So why do they not have a 3 kilometer this one? Or?
Oh, yeah, they do, but I'm just switching it up, you know?
Okay, gotta keep it fresh.
Need some, trying to get some speed, you know?
Yeah. Now, what would you say is more important in long distance running, speed or endurance?
Probably like for 3K, endurance for the 1500 meter speed. You know, but like if you really want to run a fast time, you need both, like a large amount of both.
So, what's the best place you've gotten on a race so far?
Best place I've gotten in a race was in high school. I came 13th out of about 200 runners.
Nice.
Yep. It was a 6 kilometer cross country race.
Ooh.
Yep.
Fancy. So it's looking like Mbamba is not going to be able to play because I can't get it up on YouTube, and unfortunately Spotify does not have a clean version. I'm sorry to break your heart there. Hopefully by the end of the show we'll have some girls hitting us up though, so you might get someone, you know, that's sort of interesting.
Oh, no. My roommate's looking for one, Sham Dave.
Oh, Sham Dave.
Sham Dave.
I just got a message that says, Alabama isn't very white, actually. Stereotypically, it's very white, but I mean, you know.
From who?
Fan. Fan of the show. But what else do you, like, what music do you listen to that you, you know, hyped up for a race? Like, you know, there's, you know, you're getting ready, you're
probably listen to Mo Bamba.
Oh, boy.
Or, like, some, like, you know, Chief Keef.
Yeah, lots of rap, then?
Yeah, lots of rap.
Eminem. Nice. Who's your favorite artist?
Favorite artist is Eminem. Eminem and Drake.
So, who do you think he won the rap battle with MGK, then?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Did you listen to both the tracks, or just Eminem's?
Just Eminem's.
Okay. Yep. Well, I'll say this. I listened to both. Eminem definitely won that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of rap, but I mean, I listened to Eminem, and he definitely won that. Let's see. Can we play music still? Because if we can't, I may be in trouble. Because I didn't break this, but someone did. Es un problema, señor. Señor, we have a problem. It's okay. I speak Spanish. Sorry to do that accent without offending too many people. See, this is why you're sitting in that chair, and I'm sitting in this chair. We can't, you know, technology. So what else? So what's... What got you in? You're taking a business degree right now?
Yep, business degree and a financial math.
So what got you into that?
I always kind of liked business since like grade 9. Like I took business courses. I liked finance specifically, and I enjoyed math because finance has math in it as well. So I'm like, hey, might as well do a degree in math and business.
You enjoyed math? Whew.
Yep, I don't like. It's all about practice, you know.
Yeah, I get practice, but I mean, you know, I know very few people that are actually into math.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta be a really smart guy in order to be into math. So I'm just saying, you're smart, you're athletic. How do you not have a girlfriend at this point? And I mean, you're not ugly. I mean, you're good looking. So what are your okay, maybe we can solve this problem of why Raheel is single. Question of the day, why is Raheel single, everyone?
The real question is why Quinn is single.
That's a different story altogether. But so what is your techniques for picking up women?
That's something personal.
Personal?
Yep.
More broad question. Where do you pick up? Where do you go to, you know, find your soulmate?
Where?
Yeah. Where would you go? Say you're looking to go on a date and you want to find someone who you would like spending a few months with, if not your life with, where do you go? Do you go to a track meet? Do you go to a bar? Do you go to a coffee shop? Where do you go?
I'd say probably like a bit of both, like a bit of everything, you know? Like you probably just can't find someone in like one spot, you know? Like it's a bit of everything.
So like, okay, it's a bit of everything. So like coffee places,
bars, or like track meets or like.
Right. Who is your ideal sort of girl you want to go on a date with? Like for me, I know I like someone who is, can hold a conversation, but also, you know, can understands army stuff too.
I'd say probably who like who's probably trustworthy, honest, you know, right? Like
all
can
that
hold a conversation.
Stuff. Yeah. So good stuff essentially.
Yep.
I'm still really annoyed at this computer. Do you know any tech stuff for Heal? Do you know any sort of stuff that could help us with this? Because I know folks at home like to listen to music too, so.
I can, if you want, I can play music from my iPhone.
I don't think people would appreciate that much. I mean, I had a guy on, I want to say it was the last episode before. No, Jonathan was the last episode. Jonathan was the last episode before we went off air. Football player, actually. He's another Laurier. He's another very golden hawk, great guy. Probably one of my favorite episodes, other than you, of course, my friend Bruce on a little while ago, but that was also a great episode. But yeah, he's another Laurier hawk, and that was the last episode we had before we went off air for a little while. But yeah, speaking of other Laurier golden hawks, if you hadn't joined the track team, what sport would you have joined?
I probably would have joined like soccer. I've been playing soccer, but then, like, I played till, like, grade 9, and then after that, I just started focusing more on track, so I don't really play soccer anymore, so I'd probably do soccer, because I still enjoy playing soccer.
Do you still pay attention to soccer at all? Like, do you still?
Just, like, during the World Cup, but, like, not really, like, the clubs.
Do you have, a favorite team, favorite club, yeah?
Favorite club, probably Manchester City.
Yeah. So I don't pay attention a lot to soccer, unfortunately. I can name some, you know, like Liverpool, Manchester, whatever. Explain to me the club idea. Like, what's the meaning behind that exactly, or do you know?
So basically, like, there's different clubs in every country, right? So there's a couple in Argentina. There's some in Europe, like Spain, and like every country has different clubs, and in those clubs, there's like different divisions of teams.
Right.
Yeah, that's how it works.
So, what's the highest club, I guess, you'd get to?
Highest club is probably, like, the clubs in Spain. They're more, like, of the top tier. Like, they have the best teams, such as, like, FC Barcelona or, like, Real Madrid.
Right.
Where Messi plays and Cristiano Ronaldo.
All the
famous guys.
They come from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
See, I would have thought Britain would have had the famous players and
stuff. Like, they play in Spain, but they're from, like, you know, like, different countries. So, like, Messi's from Argentina, right? Argentinian. But he plays in Spain for FC Barcelona.
So wait, it's like hockey almost? Like you can draft guys?
Yeah, exactly.
See, I always thought soccer was more sort of a patriotic thing. Like, you know, oh, we have guys from Britain. They are from Liverpool. They are representing us. But
mm-hmm.
No? Learn something new every day, especially on the Bravo Sierra Hour. So what got you into soccer, though? I mean...
What got me into soccer?
Yeah.
Probably, like, my classmates, right? Like right. During recess, everyone would just have, like, a ball out. So we just started kicking it, and we just started playing soccer. And, like, I just started enjoying it more. But, like, I just, like, running, just, like, straight up running better.
Oh, fair enough. So back to the Dubai thing. How long did you live in Dubai for?
So I lived in Dubai for 2 years. I was born there, and then when I was 2 years old, we came here to Canada.
So you don't really remember much about it?
I don't remember much about it.
Have you been back since?
I've been back when I was in grade 3, so it's been a while. It's been like...
No kidding.
Like almost 10 years.
Like, so do you enjoy traveling though in general?
Oh yeah, traveling's probably like one of my favorite things to do. I've traveled to Europe, Dubai only like when I was like grade 3.
Young,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, I've been to like Turkey.
Ooh, fun. Yeah. How was Turkey?
Turkey, it's not bad. It's pretty nice, but like the time I went, it was weather was terrible. It was very rainy, very dark.
Ooh.
So not many things were open, but it was still a good experience.
It sounds like a fun time though.
It's a fun time though, yep.
So what's the favorite place you've been to so far? Because you said originally that you wanted to go to Australia and Scandinavian
countries.
My favorite
place probably was when I went to Spain and Switzerland.
Did you watch any soccer games in Spain?
No. I visited the stadium, though, where the FC Barcelona stadium, where Messi plays, but I haven't watched a game there.
Fine. So you visited the stadium, though. That's pretty awesome. Did you actually just go on the field and stuff? Or?
Yeah. So I did, a tour of, the place.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
But there was no games going on, but, you
okay.
know.
Okay.
Cool, it's cool seeing the field.
Yeah, but you'd have to, be on the field where, mm-hmm. All those big names play. So that's pretty cool. Let's see again if the music is working yet. Nope. Guys, technology hates us here at the Bravo Sierra Hour. It's very, very unpatriotic. But as you know, I'm in the Army Military Reserves. So would you ever consider joining?
I'm not sure. Maybe, in the future. We'll see. We'll see how I feel.
You'll see. Okay.
Yeah.
Piece of advice, become a combat engineer. We're pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We're pretty cool.
It'd be cool doing something for the military, though. Definitely.
Oh, hey, the military the music works on iTunes, I guess, because iTunes likes Canadian service members. Let's see, what do we have on our iTunes today? I've suddenly become a little bit like Bob Ross, almost. Very calm. So you said you like hip-hop, right?
Yep, hip-hop, rap, pop, you know?
Let's see here. Most of these guys are very indie, I like it. Huh, let's see here. What do we want to listen to today, folks? You can also, if we're able to get the tech back up, you can tweet at us, at the Bravo Sierra Hour with questions, music requests, things like that. Feel free to message us on Instagram as well with any questions you want to ask Raheel. So we're going to play a little hip-hop for Raheel here. Ride Like Hell, that sounds like a fun song by Big Sugar. So here we go, taking it back to 1993. Yeah, this is actually a great studio, though. I do love this studio. I do love this studio a lot. It's great. Raheel and I were just talking over the break. It's very cozy in here. Very nice. But, there's this other radio show that I'm kind of jealous of because they have a very good time. The Bravo Sierra Hour, it's where you start usually 1 p.m. Might be starting a bit earlier now just because, we've got more time because there's no one before us. But, we might be starting a bit earlier, but this is not prime time radio right here. This is me talking with people about whatever the heck I like. So, so it's not prime time. There's this show on Radio Laurier. It's about girls talking about Tinder. That's literally the premise of the show. Talking about bad Tinder experiences. I forget the name of the show. Something like Swipe Right, I believe. And it sounds interesting. I listen to one or two of their shows. It's entertaining. They drink wine. They're essentially just a bunch of wine moms talking about bad experiences with dating. I'm sure just me and you just talking could come up with five stories in between us of bad times we've talked to women. We've already got one sprinkle story for Pete's sake. But I'm pretty sure between the both of us, we could do that show and it'd still be entertaining, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm sure you have at least one story of a time you tried to, flirt with a girl and it did not go well. What's one story from you? No, he's giving me the sign no, it's too embarrassing. But you get the idea. Even Raheel, who's still a good-looking guy, he has stories of how stuff does not go well.
Yep, not everything goes how it's planned. So
yeah, we have a saying in the military: why plan when you can react? So
exactly.
But are you on Tinder actually?
I was on Tinder. I had it for a week, and I just
you were just like, eh. No.
I was just like, I just wanted to see how it's like, and I was like, okay, whatever, and I just.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on Tinder, and I've actually met a few girls there. However, there's a girl that I'm going on a date with on Saturday.
Good for you, buddy.
Tomorrow, thank you. She's very nice. We met through friends, and she's actually in UW.
Uh-huh.
So she is the enemy. However, she's cute and very nice and has a great personality, so not really the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be heading out to the movies, so that'll be fun. Anywho. I'm just saying that Swipe Right, the Bravo Sierra Hour, we need some more time. We'll take it for your show.
Yep.
Maybe I'll come on and tell some more dating stories, but, you can't talk about military stuff, but I can talk about dating stuff. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yes, got you.
All right, you tracking?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, military jargon. I love it. Anywho, so over the break, we did a message about dating, actually. It was funny.
Okay.
So I think I told you about this. So someone messages me and says, you guys are both single because your names are hard to pronounce.
Okay.
Personally, yeah. I don't think Raheel or Quinn are hard names to pronounce. Like, if you don't like Quinn, call me John. That's my first name. Or DJ Hacksaw. That's my DJ name. Come on. It's not hard to find names. And Raheel. Like, say Raheel 10 times fast. It's not hard.
Go for it.
But Raheel, 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 Raheel. There we go. See? Your name's not hard to pronounce.
Nope.
But, you know, like, he says, like, change your names to Money and Cash. Then you'll get laid. So, not a bad idea. But, you know. Not a bad idea at all, but you know. So, are you happy you got into Wilson though? Like Wilson Hall?
Oh, yeah, man. Wilson, probably like the best residence, honestly.
Yeah, we actually
it's
got.
Very fun.
We actually got some 2018, best of 2018 awards. We got 7 best res.
Really, eh?
Yeah, we got 7 best res overall. Lots of parties going on there.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, we got 7 best res overall.
Where was that?
I don't know. I just saw it on the Wilf's page. On Instagram. I saw it on Wilf's. I'll go there now. But yeah, Wilf's got best place to get food, which is actually true. They have their wraps are amazing. But yeah, it was on the Wilf's page. So let's see here. Okay, there. Wilf's
Pub. Wilf's Pub, eh?
Yeah. So it's the best place to grab food on campus. Wilf's is number one, followed by Union Market is number two. Best first-year residence is KSR. What's KSR? Do you know what KSR is?
KSR?
Yeah.
That's King Street Residence.
Oh, okay. King Street Residence. Oh,
is that the one that came number one? Or?
That's number one, yeah. Wilson's number two.
Okay.
And then best place for employee service, so it's like people serving you your food, is number one is the awesome people at Second Cup of Coffee. That's the one in the library. You know, the coffee place in the library?
Yep.
I can attest to that. The one guy is always saying like, hey, how's Spanish going? I'll say, bueno, señor. Muchas gracias. But it's a good time.
Attaboy.
Number two is Linda. Who?
No, not
who?
Sure.
Who? And then favorite orientation week activity. Oh, you're going to love this.
Oh, yeah. Headphone
distro. Headphone distro is number one.
Of course.
Yeah.
Always.
And you can speak to that. You loved it, right?
Yeah, it was amazing. It's always a good time. You know, you just listen to the music and then everyone's singing. You take off your headphones. You're like, what's going on?
What is this? Like, I saw a few Snapchat stories, and it was like, people just dancing to sales. So I was like, you all are crazy. You do realize that. And then, best way to make new friends. First place is clubs. I mean, that's not where we make friends, but, you know, good enough, right?
Yep.
I mean, we'll call that friendship. You know. Yep. You know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
Then, second place is talk to people in class. A bit nerve-wracking, but all right. They have one best place to take a dump in private. Best place to take a dump in private. All right. First place is Dob upper floor. The Dr. Alvin Woods building. The upper floor is apparently the number one place to dump in private.
That's hilarious.
And then number two is Lazarus Hall.
No way.
You're saying no to that. Okay, you're a business student. Okay, why is Lazarus Hall not the place to take a dump in private?
Okay, because there's a lot of kids in the business programs, like there's like in Lazaritas, there's business school, there's business classes going on, there's econ classes going on, there's math classes going on top of that, right? So
right.
People are always coming into the washroom, so.
So it's hard to, you know, peacefully poop.
Exactly.
You cannot peacefully poop when there's lots of people in that one building. All right, let's see. Favorite Laurier geared social media account. Number one, Spotted at Laurier.
Of course.
Yeah, that makes sense. Have you been on Spotted on Laurier yet?
Nope.
You haven't got a spot yet?
I have a buddy on it.
Who? Who's your buddy that got on it?
I don't know if I should expose the name, but
do
basically
it.
he was on it for throwing a shoe outside, and then he threw a shoe outside from his res building, and then it's like, shout out to the guy who threw that shoe.
Damn it. Why are there so many idiots at Laurier? You throw a shoe outside your building. Come on, guys. Like, last night, we had a guy pull the fire alarm 3 times in our building.
Did that person get caught?
I don't know. Yep. I think we know the guy who got caught. Did you see when you were walking in that guy who was getting talked to shirtless by the cops? Sorry, we're just starting to privately talk. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, that guy. He was shirtless, and
Holy.
Special Constable Services were talking to him. I was like, Maybe.
I did not expect that.
Me neither.
I did not expect that.
But he was very drunk last night. Well, not very drunk, but he was drunk last night. So I don't know if he did it. I'm not going to throw out random accusations because that's never good. But, you know,
yep.
I don't know. He was then talked to special constables, so
that
generally
or,
is a bad thing.
Or probably because I know another guy in the building, like when the fire alarm went out for the third time, not a lot of people went outside.
Right, yeah.
They're like, screw it, right? Again. Like, it's probably someone.
Yeah, we know it's fake at this point, right?
And basically the special constables came inside the building, and they gave a ticket to everyone who was inside the building during the fire alarm.
Oh, man.
And it was a $65 fine because when the fire alarm is is ringing, you're not supposed to be inside. You're supposed to come outside.
Right.
So everyone got a $65 fine.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm glad now I left out. I was outside at the time.
Yeah.
Like John and I, my roommate, and
I was at the headphone disco. So
you were in the clear.
Yeah.
Like, we know it's not you now. Like, we have proof that it wasn't you. But yeah, John and I, my roommate, we were just sitting around. He was playing his PS4. I just finished reading for my film studies. So I was just, you know, kicking back, watching some Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Watching a whole bunch of stand-up comics on Netflix. No, not Netflix and chill, Raheel. Johnson did lie, but he doesn't swing that way, and neither do I. Don't get me wrong. Got nothing against anyone who swings that way. Gay guys hit on people better than straight guys. Let's be honest. They're very polite about it. But we were just chilling, and we hear it for the first time. It's like, come on. So we head outside. I just done back from my unit.
Oh, yeah. I saw you in your military outfit, yep.
Yeah, I just done back. So I'd taken half of it off, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to chill here for a bit, whatever.
Yep, Quinn, we really thank you for your service, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Don't tell them we could do it for free, because honestly, most of the guys mean they love their job. So, yeah, it's about serving your country. But, yeah, the first time I was like, oh, whatever. So I throw on some of my kit or whatever. We go outside. We wait for a little while. We had 12s. And then we get back. It's like, okay, the alarm's over. So I changed into some civvies. You know, what I'm wearing now is essentially what we were wearing, you know, jeans, leather jacket, whatever. Although I wasn't wearing the leather jacket, I was just wearing jeans and a t-shirt. So then the bell rings again. John was in the washroom at the time, actually. It was hilarious.
Oh, wow, okay.
He was just taking a crap, and it's like, come on! I can't even relieve myself. But yeah, so we're like, come on. So we head outside, and everyone's starting to get a little annoyed, because it's like, we have to come out here again.
Again, and then the third time, right?
So. Yeah, then the third time, I just threw on my leather jacket. I was like, come on! Nobody wants to be here.
Were there a lot of people outside on the third time, or?
Not a lot of people on the third time. That's when everyone got the tickets.
Inside, and yeah, exactly.
That's when everyone got the tickets. But yeah.
$65 fine.
Yeah. Ooh. So did you, Quinn,
know that was a thing?
I knew that people would get really pissed if you pull the fire alarm because the universe.
No, I'm saying like staying inside.
No, I didn't know the staying inside.
That you can get fined for.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
I knew.
Hey, at least we know now, right?
Yeah.
So if a fire alarm goes off, make sure you go outside because you're going to have to pay $65.
Yeah. And that goes for everyone. Don't be an idiot. Don't pull the fire alarm in the first place unless there's a natural fire. Don't be that guy that no one lights. And just don't pull the fire alarm at 2 a.m. Everyone's sleeping. And if it's Saturday night, some people have been drinking. So just don't be that person. Don't be an idiot. That's the story of the day. You learn a couple things. First of all, you get a $65 ticket. Number two, don't be an idiot. You learn something new every day in the Bravo Sierra Hour. You're welcome, Troopa Loops. What were we talking about again?
What were we talking about?
I don't remember. We went on a rant there. Sorry.
Yep.
We were talking about something and then... Everything sort of
just... Try figuring this out, buddy.
Huh?
Not sure.
Oh, man. Anywho, sorry for that long-winded story about us getting annoyed at people who are being... we were talking about the Wolf's Pub thing. That was it, because Wilson won second place. Yeah.
Uh-huh, yep.
Yeah. So, and we were talking about how second best place to poop is Lazarus Hall. Then you said no, it's
I
not.
I say, yeah, that's not true.
So
that's
it's,
not true
but
at
from
all.
From a student. Oh, and then we said Spotted Laurier was, you know, number one for best account. Number two is One Card. The One Card account, for some reason, is popular. Wow. I don't know why.
Because a lot of people lose their One Card.
Yeah, true. I've nearly lost mine at least twice.
Mm-hmm.
Best place to get grub on campus, obviously, number one is Wilf's. That place is good.
Is it Phil's?
No, number two is Union Market.
Mm.
But honestly, go to... This is not a promotion for Wilf's. They do not sponsor me. However, If you want good food, go and have either their sidrum wrap, their spin dip, or their wings. It is all phenomenal. And the service there is great. They're all great people there. Love them to death. The owner's nicest guy in the world. Mm-hmm. They'll just come out and say, oh, how are you doing? How's the food? It's great.
Great people.
Oh, yeah. Best student bar. This will surprise you. Okay, what do you think the best student bar is?
Yeah, I'd probably say Phil's.
See, I would have said that too, actually, because Phil's, everyone goes there. Filthy Phil's. Phil's.
Yep.
Filthy Phil's. But no, number one is Dallas.
Oh, wow.
The country club.
Wow, Dallas is like 4 kilometers from here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
4K, and it's country. Not, I thought I was one of the few people that actually liked country music, but no, apparently it's popular. And then number two is obviously Pub on King. Pub on King is Pub on King. Everyone loves Pub on King. I actually know a guy that works there.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, he was on my basic military qualifications course.
Wow, nice.
And, yeah. I haven't seen him working there yet, but I'm hoping that if he's listening, Thomas, you know who you are. You know, if I come by there once with my buddy Raheel, maybe you could get us a half-price drink or whatever, you know? You know, and if you see a couple cute girls that might be interested in a... smart Dubai guy and military personnel, then you send them our way, all right? But, you know. Hey, back on the speaking of dates and stuff, what's your... Okay, so you're trying to impress a girl, all right?
Okay.
You're trying to show her, you know, you got chutzpah, you got spice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You've got it, and you're the one that she should date. What's the date that you take her on? Do you take her to the movies? Do you take her to a bar? Do you take her to a coffee spot?
I'd probably say... A good date wouldn't be the movie theaters, because when you're at the movie theaters, and let's say it's the first date, you would want to get to know each other better, right?
Okay, yeah.
And in the movies, you don't talk, obviously.
Yeah.
Right? You're watching the movie, so movie's not a good idea for
not the first date.
It is a good date, but...
It's not a good first idea. That's like third date mature.
Exactly. So okay. I'd probably say like, you know, just like a nice restaurant.
That's nice. Okay, now do you take them to one of those student restaurants like Wilf's, which was nominated for Best Grub, or do you take her somewhere a little bit classier, maybe a 5-star restaurant? Where do you take her?
Probably like somewhere off campus instead. Yeah,
somewhere where you're not gonna get 17 drunk idiots trying to hit on her. Like, I mean, no disrespect to you, but you seem like the more I'm going to run away from a fight than, you know, fight the fight, because you are very good at running. Now, Sham, on the other hand, your roommate Sham.
My roommate Sham, yep.
He seems like the guy that'd be like, okay, come at me. I will steer you with my many muscles.
Haha. great guy. Quinn, what do you think about him?
Oh, I love that guy. He's great. We've worked out with each other numerous times, and he is always able to bench and shoulder press 10 times more than me.
So, share your story about your first time meeting him.
I forget the first time meeting him. Was that a week?
That was the first day of moving into res.
He was a nice guy. By the way,
Quinn lives right beside me in residence.
Yeah, we're neighbors. It's great. He'll wake me up at like midnight, knocking on my door, and just run away. And
then that's I'll not just me, actually. That's my roommate.
Sure.
You think it's me. No.
No, it's you sometimes.
No. Okay. It was me for the first time, and then after that, I didn't do it, and it was my roommate who kept knocking on your door.
Okay. So it was Sham then.
Exactly.
Okay, so he's a goofball, but he's also a lovable goofball jacked.
He's a certified beauty.
Oh, certified beauty, for sure. Love that guy. If there's one guy that I would date in our residence, this is coming from a straight guy. If there's one guy I would date in our residence, it's Sham. Sorry, Raheel, you're a close second. Don't worry. But I'm saying Sham's number one.
Don't worry, buddy. I'm fine.
All right, you're number two. You made it top two, so that's all that matters, but... Back to going on dates, though. So you take the girl to a nice restaurant, though. Mm-hmm. And
off campus. Off campus. Right?
Yeah. And what sort of, you know... So if a girl is taking you on a date, you know, because it's 2018...
That's true.
Where do you want to be taken on a date?
Let's see.
He's thinking. Loading, processing. Yes.
Yeah, probably like a... Probably like a restaurant as well.
All right. So you're going somewhere that you'll both enjoy then.
Exactly.
That's good.
What about you, Quinn?
Now, taking or getting taken on? Because that's two different things.
Both. Why don't you share both?
Okay. If I'm taking a girl on a date that I'm interested in, I will probably go somewhere that I'm familiar with that, you know, maybe I know one or two people that work there. That way, you know, there's a good atmosphere. And, you know, it makes I don't want to seem egotistical, but it makes me look good. Because say I walk into a bar and I know nobody there.
Yep.
Let's say it's my first time going there. I'm not going to look good. I'll look like, ooh, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yep.
Hey, boss, what's going on? I have no idea. Suddenly I've become a bit, I don't know what that was. But I'm going to go probably somewhere I know. So if there's a nice restaurant, I'll go there. You know, there are a couple places in Cambridge that I used to go. You know, Cafe 13 in Cambridge. Okay. It's a nice place. I know some of the bartenders.
So is Cambridge your hometown?
Cambridge is my hometown, yeah.
Really, yeah?
Actually, and the football player that I had, he was also from Cambridge. We went to the same high school, actually.
So you're very close by.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I can spend time here and have a little individuality.
And come back home. What is that, like a 20-minute drive, I think, right?
25 minutes, yeah. It's great because I can go home on weekends, have a home-cooked meal. Say if I get some stuff at home, then I can be like, hey, Mom, can you come up on Thursday and just drop some stuff off? I've got my military stuff, Mom.
So, Quinn, your dad's a professor, eh?
Yeah, he is a professor at Laurier. He's at the Brantford campus. So he's not here, so I can still be a bit of a goofball with you guys, but still can be responsible enough to let good marks, right?
Yep. When Quinn told me about that, right, I was very, that was very interesting.
Why was it interesting for you?
Because we're at Laurier right now.
Yeah.
And you're saying that, oh, my dad's a professor here.
Oh, yeah.
At the Brantford campus. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. He teaches sociology of religion, public speaking, broadcast journalism, and other stuff. I'm probably missing some stuff there, but those are the three main departments he teaches in. Just as he does a PhD in sociology with his focus on sociology, religion, mainly Christianity, but
saw 8 years of studying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he was first a college teacher, but then he went to university just as he got his PhD, then was teaching at Conestoga College. Mm. Then they were like, listen, we'll let you be the head of the department of, of journalism.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, listen, you did a PhD, you are set for life. But then it's like, oh, we've already filled that position. Sorry, someone else had their PhD before you. Sorry about that.
Oh, wow.
So they're like, oh, I already have my PhD. I'm already getting my PhD. Well, I might as well get a teaching job somewhere else. Bah. So then he was like, he applied to almost every university in Ontario. And then Laurier was, you know, a good choice, as we both know.
Of course.
Because, you know, it's Laurier.
So is that the main reason you chose Laurier?
That's one of the reasons, yeah. That's one of the reasons, just as, you know. Plus, it was close to my home unit. I'm with 31 CR 48th Field Squadron out here in Waterloo, and this is like a 10-minute bus right away.
Okay.
So that's another reason. And I figured I got accepted to a couple of the universities, but they were in Windsor and Brantford, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
They will go nameless, because Laurier is the only university you need.
Of course.
I know I've named UW, but we sort of have a partnership with them, so it's like, yeah, you know. But, you know, they want to name nameless. I got accepted to those two, too, but I was like, yeah, Laurier is better.
Of course.
So what is your favorite part about Laurier, since we're on this topic?
Definitely the community. Like, it's very very involved. Everyone's very very friendly.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Everyone's having a good time, right? I just like the vibe on campus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably like a favorite thing.
Now, you've gone through one semester already as a vibe. What's the information be for like first years coming on? Maybe they signed up late, wanted into the winter, you know, course.
I'd say probably get involved on campus, because when you're involved on campus, then you're like more involved with the school and you have more love for it, right? So,
right.
Definitely.
So, would you say that what would you say they should get involved in? Like, would you say sports are more important, or
depends on what you like, right? Let's say let's say you like a certain sport, right? So
right. So
like maybe try it for that team, or like let's say like you're not into sports, right? Let's say you're more of a let's say you're good at presenting and you're like passionate about like being a presenter. So there's a club for that. It's called the Golden Speakers Club, right? Like maybe join that, participate in like competitions, right?
All
right. Very 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 fun.
So are you part of the Golden Speakers as well?
Nope. I just gave it as an example.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm part of another club called Laurier Against Childhood Cancer. So basically we just like collect funds and donate to like, you know, kids in need.
So anyone who's suffering from cancer, man, that's great actually.
Yeah.
I've actually had a couple family members unfortunately pass away from cancer. And so thank you for your service now. Coming right back at you with that.
Thank you, sir.
but yeah. So what clubs, when you first came to Laurier, really caught your attention? Obviously, the one for cancer, and obviously the running club. But anything else that really caught your eye?
I am studying business, so there's this club called the finance club, right? Because that's what I'm interested in. That was like another club I was kind of interested in.
Yeah. So for business students, are there any specific clubs that they can join, like other than of course the finance club?
Yeah. There's something called LASOC, and that's basically the clubs for all businesses, right? Like,
yeah,
it's all the business clubs, right?
All the business clubs.
So there's accounting, there's finance, there's marketing, entrepreneurship, things like that.
So are you in any of those, or would you just sort of?
I was in the entrepreneurship club for first semester, and then like right now they don't really have any events, so.
Right, so you're just sort of sitting back, relaxing,
sitting
that
back,
sort of thing.
And yeah.
So what would you give advice to business students that have come to Laurier? What advice would you give to them?
Obviously you want to have a good time, right? I know like everyone wants to party and stuff, but you got to keep on top of your work too. You got to have a good balance of both, right? Like if you want to party hard, you got to study hard as well.
Yeah, right? Party hard, study hard.
Party hard,
right?
Study hard. Go for that mindset, you know, and you'd be fine.
Yeah. I think that's good advice for, like, anyone in general who's coming to Laurier. Like, there's a saying, you know, if you can party every day, you can go to Laurier. That's true. But also, you got to study and get good marks in order to party at all.
Because, like, think about it now. Like, now you're paying for education, right?
Yeah, you're paying to... Mm-hmm. If you're paying to fail education, that's like, what are you doing, really? I mean, you're paying to... you're having your parents pay, like, too much money in order for you to essentially do diddly squat.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Study hard, party hard, have a good time, but still remember you're trying to get a degree at the end of it all, not liver problems.
Yeah. But obviously, don't be locked up in your books only, right?
Yeah, like that comes back to where we talked about.
Because like
smarts.
Honestly, you're gonna burn out. You're not gonna have a good time, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna be like, what am I doing? Right?
Honestly, that's why you have academic advising. Actually.
Oh yeah.
Like go to them, say like, hey, listen, I wanna get good marks, but at the same time,
I wanna have a good time.
Exactly. So and they'll help you with like. All that good stuff.
And definitely getting involved will help you have a good time. And, like, maybe going out once on the weekend, something like that, right?
Like, don't overdo it,
but don't
you know, sit in your room, watch Netflix all day.
Yeah.
That's also no bueno. But, yeah. So, I think we're going to wrap it up soon. Any last words you want to get out there?
I'd just like to thank Quinn for having me on the show. And shout out to everyone at Wilson Hall. Definitely the best residents out there.
Oh, for sure. We should have gotten number one. It was a pleasure having you on. Hopefully next time we can have you and Sham on, because I know he was saying he has class at 1:30, but I mean, it's one class, buddy. Just stay till 2, go there a bit later. Come on, Sham. Come on the show. But yeah, so I got a little information for you guys. As Raheelan mentioned a little while ago, and we talked about that for a bit, I am doing stand-up comedy now. I've started that path in my life as well, so... Every Monday at Wilf's, I'll be doing the open mic.
Quinn, why don't you give them a little trailer demo?
I think we already gave them a little demo with that sprinkles. I don't want to reveal too much, but... So come out every Monday at Wilf's. Have yourself a pint of Molson Canadian. That's my favorite. Or they got cheap Corona for, I believe, $5.50 if you're on a budget. So go out there, have a good time, listen to some good music, listen to me perform some comedy. We'll all have a good time. We'll all have some good laughs. Thanks to Raheel for coming on this show. I had a good time, buddy.
Yep.
You
me
keep
too.
Running, keep repping Laurier.
Thank you, sir.
And keep doing what you're doing.
All right, buddy.
And to close out this show, we got some electronic pop. Sorry, it's not hip hop, but you know.
Take care, everyone.
Take care, everyone. We got Modern Parenting by Mr. Dynamite. I don't know, but hey, it's a good song I hear.